Choose your envelope.
I'll take that one.
Right.
Thank you.
This is the Technical Difficulties, and we are playing One of These People Is Lying, because one of these people will be. Open your randomly chosen envelopes. Inside two of those envelopes is a fact and all the background information you need to back it up. In one of them is a lie and then just a blank card. I have some notes that will almost certainly not get used on those facts, as if I was running a perfectly normal panel show.
I feel slighted by this description.
You see, I've already forgotten the rest of the rules. Oh, yeah, I've got to work out which one he's lying.
Pretty much it.
Yeah, good luck. Chris, what is your fact, please?
The Life in the UK test contains a question on what you should do if you spill somebody's pint in a pub.
Sensible. The answer is... Way!
Matt, your fact, please.
The most listened to radio station in the UK is Asda FM.
Oh.
Brannan.
President Dwight D. Eisenhower taught his parrot to salute.
Oh.
I feel like I've seen that in a cartoon.
We'll start with Chris. The Life in the UK test. Which, like, the first note I've been suggested here is, what is the Life in the UK test?
That's good, because the first line on the card explained it to me as well, because
yes.
I didn't know when I read it. So for everyone who doesn't know, which includes a lot of us from the UK, the Life in the UK test is part of the route to British citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know a couple of people who've had to do it. It's most Britons, I think, would not pass the Life in the UK test.
I've looked through some of the questions before, and it's all about, there's like kings and queens history and saints and stuff that I've never heard of.
It's quite a high bar, actually.
Yeah.
Culturally.
Like, deep historical knowledge required, and like home nations knowledge.
Oh,
like,
right.
I think there's questions about Wales and Scotland in there that an English person probably wouldn't know.
Yeah.
He's going to ask about the number of members of the Welsh Parliament or something like that, of the Senate.
Of the Senate.
Well, you need to know what the name, that's Senate, as well as it's a TH. Like, that's probably not most gonna.
The way I've always thought about the Life in the UK test, it's like when university was cheap or free, having a degree was proof that you're willing to put some effort in.
Yes.
And like this Life in the UK test is irrelevant, but it proves that you've put some effort in.
Yeah.
And that's all I can think the point is.
I remember seeing the alternative UK test that someone had made.
Yeah.
One of which was a picture of Anton Deck, and it's which is which.
Oh, that's hard.
Wow. The correct answer? I don't know. What is the correct answer, by the way, to spilling someone's pint in a pub?
Punch them.
It's go way and buy them another one, isn't it?
Yeah, that I would say that.
No, way is if somebody breaks a glass.
Oh, yes, sorry.
You've done it.
Yes, that's true.
Or drops a plate or anything that would make
breakage,
a loud noise.
Breakage, accidental, and certainly not yourself.
Oh,
no.
Oh, yeah. You I assume that is the correct answer.
Yeah.
Like, I'll offer to replace
it.
Yeah,
it is.
Another,
it's
buy them another one.
Yeah.
First one, I was once in the magnificent position of like spilling my own pint in the most spectacular of ways after a heavy night of refreshment when I was really, really, really quite emotional by that point in time.
Yeah.
I decided I wanted to check my watch to see when the train home would be, right? I genuinely, in my head, and there was not kind of I am Superman, I thought it was just genuinely possible that I could let go, check my watch, and catch it again.
It's like that
That's
video.
That's not
of
what I thought. I thought you were just going to go like that and pour it on your shoes.
No, my mate was coming back from the toilet, just saw me, just go with a smash. And he just, what did you do? And he just went, I was trying to check the time.
It's like that sketch of the astronaut that's recently come back and he just keeps trying to put things in midair. And he's just
dropping them. Yeah. Later, Gary tried to lean on the bar, but somebody had opened it.
Yeah. Right.
No, I did once, my friend of mine once did do the one you were thinking of with a bottle of Coke. At Doncaster Rovers football ground while watching York City, checked his watch for when kickoff was, tipped his bottle of Coke forward, right down the guy in front of him's arse crack.
Oh, not even towards himself.
No.
And if it's a...
right
down his Kit Kat crescent.
Yay! Oh my God! Kit Kat Crescent, the name of the ground of York City.
No,
the former ground.
It's now a housing estate.
Oh, okay.
It would now be the community crescent.
Yes.
Okay.
For a bonus point, What does it say on the Life in the UK test you should do if you've just poured a bottle of Coke down somebody's ass?
I think it's, whoa, you fat bastard.
The answer is, say nothing and shuffle back three rows.
Yes.
No, it's throw a quick left-hander and run.
Matt.
Hi.
You got the radio question.
I did.
The most listened to station is Asda FM.
Yeah.
We should probably establish for the folks outside the UK what Asda is.
Oh, yeah. Associated Dairies is what it stands for.
Indeed.
It is a supermarket. For a short period, it was owned by Walmart, and then it wasn't. Because why would you own a supermarket over here? Mm-hmm. Yes, because they profit off the average person. I'm not a socialist, goddammit.
Questions answered by my shirt.
Yes.
It's a supermarket. And that is why it's the most listened to radio station, because it's got music playing on in the background. But rather than everyone else's just generic music, it's got presenters. Hello, you're listening to Asda FM. We've got some offers today, and now take that.
I always assume they were pre-recorded.
I assume they
yes.
were.
Yes.
Oh, right.
It'll be voice tracked.
Yeah, but it does right. have...
But it's
I see,
you
mean it's not just
radio.
Music. Yeah, I'll get you.
I think it plays out using radio equipment. It's not like broadcast. Yeah. I think you can listen to it on their website. I think there's a web stream. If you forget Asda FM, the most listened to radio station is Radio 2. Or it certainly has been for a very long time. I haven't looked at the figures recently because I don't care. because it doesn't make a difference to my wages. Mm-hmm. but it has been Radio 2 forever, basically. But the difference is the people that are listening to Radio 2 are generally doing it by choice. Whereas the people listening to the radio in Asda don't have a choice.
Mm.
So Radio 2 has about 13 million listeners. Asda FM has 18 million shoppers and 150,000 staff.
Asda has 150,000 staff.
I would say that's about right. Yeah, you think about all the, if you count like truck drivers and people working in supermarkets and warehouses and everything, I'd say that probably must be right.
Think of the number of Asdas, and there's mini Asda as well as big Asda.
Yeah.
The other thing is everybody will be on a 16-hour 0 hours, in for 16 hours on a 0 hours contract.
And supermarkets run 24 hours because they have to restock when you're not in it.
You don't pay one member of staff 5 days a week and give them benefits, do you? You get 16-year-olds and...
Yeah, you do. But that's like an appreciable percentage. Like, is that 1% of the UK population? No.
Way less.
150,000?
Yeah.
It's about
65 million or whatever.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fine. I was out by an order of magnitude there. I was like, that number does seem about right. Okay. Yeah.
But what could be swinging it, the thing here is that you got Asda's, but didn't Asda take over Netto?
That's the mini Asda's.
Mini Asda's. Ah. So there's smaller Asda's and there's Asda petrol stations as well. So
okay.
You know, you could be ramping it up here.
Does that percentage of people pass through an Asda?
I've never passed through anything in an Asda, thank you very much, apart from on my way to the chicken hutch.
And then you've got to remember any kind of reporting of viewership and listenership. And is all done in such a way that the person talking about it has use the correct statistic to make themselves sound good.
Yes.
Because the way radio listenership in the UK is still measured to this day is with a survey where someone is ticking a box saying, what did you do? I listened to this radio station at this time. I think it has only just gone digital. It previously used to be a physical diary that you would put a sticker in with the name of the radio station. And your book counts for, I think, 1,000 people in your postcode.
Oh, wow!
So, so if the person with the book does their big shop at Big Asda...
Yeah.
Everybody in Big Asda that day.
It's not even in the book, though, is it? This is talking about shoppers.
Yeah, they're just counting the number of people through the door.
Oh,
saying,
they're using
their door count.
The Rajar survey is not going to have Asda FM in it, surely.
No, well,
it has. I know it hasn't, because I've seen the results, and Radio 2 is the top.
So this is Asda claiming we've got more listeners. Yeah. All right. Did I tell you about the weird radio station I found on the road trip? I'm sure I texted. So I
think, yes. I don't remember.
68.
No.
Five.
Cats meowing.
Get in. Ooh. That's great.
It was some little regional one. It just turned up on the radio.
Was that here?
No, it was somewhere in the Midlands.
Okay, it's in the UK. Yes.
Yeah.
Small scale dab.
Yes. I'm just going through the digital radio. And let's state, It was some pun on cats in the title. And I'm skimming through the title. What could that be? It was just the sound of a cat meowing every 3 or 4 seconds.
Oh.
Endlessly. I was trying to work. I wonder if it was like a weird advert or something. You just kept just going. And then like 5 miles driving on, I was out of range.
Were you near a hospital?
Goes I out don't know.
What might have been the feedback from a cat scanner?
I thought that was a hospital radio joke.
Oh, but did you have your radio set to scan?
Yes, that's how I found it. Gary.
Yes.
President Eisenhower?
Yes.
And his parrot.
Yes. Yes, he taught his parrot to salute. I mean, if your first question is why, the answer is Dwight Eisenhower. If your question is how, the answer is also
Dwight Eisenhower.
Because he was Supreme Command Allied Expeditionary Europe shape. So he was in charge in World War II of things like D-Day.
Okay. So, I don't think I know anything about him or when he was. So well, now I know when he was.
Strap in and let's all learn. So he had a parrot. It says, he had a parrot given to him by a Commonwealth troop from Trinidad. Brought a parrot. He
sounds
liked
like
the
a
idea.
Top Gear present.
Oh, it's like, Mr. President, here is this thing you must care for. It may outlive you.
It was a gift.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a terrible gift. Don't give someone a parrot.
Why?
Parrots are life for life, not just for Christmas.
No, but he's...
Parrots live a really long time and are really, really bad pets if you've not got a lot... I mean, admittedly, he's the president. He'll just get someone else
he can
to care
get...
for.
He became his vice president, for God's sake.
The parrot?
The parrot's his vice president.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, ran on the same ticket.
They should try that now. It might actually...
Eisenhower and... as the two... No, but obviously, it's in his office a long time. There's long, as you imagine, when you're in charge of a military expedition, there's long periods of just hanging around. Thought it'd be funny. You know, it's, well, no, it was like Hamilton, wasn't it?
Was it?
President Hamilton, was he? Wait for wait! Had a sweary parrot, didn't he? That is a genuine fact. He had a sweary parrot and they had to take it out of his funeral because this parrot was swearing so loudly throughout.
It can't be President Hamilton. There has never been a President Hamilton.
One of them, okay. 19th century president, had a very sweary parrot.
That is
a fact.
That's the end of the spoilers musical, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's just who lives, who dies, who tells your story, and then just a parrot dropping a load of F-bombs over the...
But yeah, so he taught it to salute because he's, you know, he's head of the Allied military expedition to D-Day. Isn't it funny if he goes, "Ten hurt," and the parrot just goes, with its little wing.
I can have, like, parrots are imitative.
Yeah.
You could teach them.
The parrot will have seen him saluting and people saluting at him the whole
time.
Wait,
Chris.
Are you going to accuse me of being a parrot?
No, but if there's anyone here who's going to have bird knowledge.
Ornith.
Can a bird do that?
Well, I thought, what? Arm doofer?
Yeah.
Oh, no, mate.
Okay.
Probably.
It does say it wasn't a true...
Yeah.
Salute.
It was that's a worrying thing. Yeah, don't do what it's most likely to look like.
No,
don't do
that.
Or
if you do it with its left arm.
Yeah, that, right? It's not a true salute. What it was it would rest its wing up like that.
Oh, okay.
That's quite, they can definitely do that.
Yeah. It's fine because you're moving your elbow.
I was sure that this was absolute rubbish and then you were like that.
Yeah,
like,
well, it's wing.
Yeah, the thing is, it's you call it a salute. It's
a
smart animal reacting like it's seen other animals reacting.
Yeah.
Well, the African greys, I think they think they're about the equivalent of an 8-year-old child or something. Yeah. So let's face it, that is not a big ask.
Yeah. And as it says here, the parrot could also obey other commands. So at attention and at ease.
Wow.
Well, you know.
I hope at ease it did like a full pirouette. Yeah. Hung upside down. Really
I thought it leaves its bowels at ease.
But, you know, when Eisenhower enters the room, the parrot, you know, does an attention and does that with the wing. And then Eisenhower go at ease and then it would just sit down.
Going back to being a parrot.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that seems very plausible.
All these three seem very plausible. The life in the UK test. Weirdly, that seems like one of the least plausible to me because it seems almost too sensible of a question to ask. Like, it's a genuine question on life in the UK as opposed to...
Yeah, and it's asked in a way as well.
But you're talking down your own question now. I'm trying to work out if there's...
I've held on until episode 6.
The most listened to radio station in the UK is Asda FM. I can't believe you got that one, first of all.
It's annoying, though, because if I just got the top bit, would I be able to invent enough specific detail about that?
Yeah, including some numbers about Asda shoppers that I'm not convinced are actually right.
I like that you think, but because I worked as an engineer in radio, I paid attention to the listener numbers as well, possibly.
Yeah. And is it truly a radio station, or are they just calling it Asda FM and playing out pre-tapes? I don't know. And Eisenhower's parrot.
You're just a liar.
No, I was all ready to go, well, it's obviously Gary. And then you displayed how a parrot would salute. I'm like, well, oh, yeah, that's...
Raising its wing.
Yeah.
I think I've heard that one before as well. Like...
Gambler's fallacy. Matt, in this entire season, you have not had a blank card in front of you.
Exactly.
It is the last episode.
Exactly.
And I know that probability does not work that way. But it's a radio question. I'm not sure about the numbers. Matt, I think you have a blank card in front of you. Am I right?
Exactly. And what were the chances of me getting a full and a full card every single time this entire season?
Oh!
Which means it's down to you then. Is it the Life in the UK test, or is it Eisenhower's parrot?
I believe both of them equally.
I know!
Because that has that kind of thing in it. Because as well as the stupid questions, it's got some of the actual reasonable random questions like that. And I feel like I've heard that before. Yeah. Like, if Jimmy Carter's got his rabbit story...
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't mean it actually happened. It can be reported as if it happened. Yep. Like, how many presidents have said things have happened?
Yes. And presidents have had parrots before.
Yeah. Stop because stuff. I have no idea, and I went with you last time, Chris, I'm going to go with you as the liar, Gary, just because...
Just because.
Because it's the same reason Tom did, maths.
My I think of you two, I think it's going to be Gary as well.
Well, the liar.
Yeah.
You doubt my knowledge on things like presidents
having
parrots.
I doubt your presidential parrot fact, yes.
By God, sir.
Hey! Well improvised, because I was like, a bird cannot do that. And then you simply went, I'm like, oh, a bird can do that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's our show. That's our season. At the end of the season, the winner is...
I'm having it.